It is 5:11 right now, and if you're planning to grow pot in your home this October, think again. Anyone caught growing pot will face a fine of up to $2,500. And a consumer advocate says that number is cruel and punitive. David Clement is the North American Affairs Manager for the Consumer Choice Center. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
Great to have you here. So why do you find these fines problematic?
So the first reason why the ban and the fine is problematic is that for medical patients in the province, it's already been established that they have the legal right to grow cannabis at home, regardless of what the provincial government says. And so by virtue of that existing, we're going to have different rules for different residents. And so that's the first big problem, because obviously that makes it difficult for law enforcement to enforce, because there will be these people who do have the legal right to grow at home. If you are a medical user, while if you're a recreational user, you're faced with up to $2,500 in fines for growing at home.
Who do you think will face the biggest issues with these fines?
I think it's a mixed bag in terms of where the fines will largely come down. My best guess is that it will be disproportionately lower income people who end up breaking the legislation and the law, and then ultimately being fined, mostly because if cannabis with taxes and other associated costs is cost prohibitive and it's easier for people to grow their own or they have a passion to do so, the cost could drive lower income consumers to grow it on their own and then ultimately get in trouble with law enforcement because that is prohibited.
Home brewing or winemaking is legal in Manitoba. Why do you think the government is treating this any differently?
I think the reason it's getting treated differently is because the government is still holding on to that prohibition mentality. So they're failing to realize that the biggest reason for legalizing cannabis was that it never should have been illegal in the first place. And so they're holding on to the remnants of prohibition, and we're seeing that creep into legislation and creep into government policy, regardless of the level, both municipal, provincial, and federal. And so that is, I think, why we're seeing this discrepancy. We have a much healthier outlook as a society and in terms of legislation, a much healthier outlook and approach to alcohol in terms of it being consumer-friendly and various other aspects that are important to consumers. But that prohibition mentality is, I think, what's driving the disparity.
What do you think about the size of the fines themselves?
I think that they're disproportionate to the potential harm that would be caused. Realistically, if someone violates the home grow law, they're not really harming anybody. In theory, they may be harming themselves, but cannabis is going to be legal, so that should be out of the question. And so I think to fine someone up to $2,500 for a victimless crime is incredibly cruel and overly punitive, because the fine doesn't match the infraction.
As a consumer advocate, what do you think the province should do when it comes to home cultivation?
I think what they should have done is they should have followed, at the bare minimum, what the federal government had recommended in terms of home cultivation. And for the most part, let these issues be solved between tenants and landlords, and ultimately leave property owners up to, leave the decision in the hands of property owners, whether you're a landlord or you own your own home. At the end of the day, I don't think it's really appropriate for the government to be telling people what they can and can't do in their own home. And so my suggestion would be for the provincial government to approach home cultivation in that way. Leave it to people to solve, leave it to be solved by property owners. And I think we would see some positive outcomes because of that.
Now, this isn't the first time you've spoken out against some of the proposed policies for legalization. What other issues are you concerned about for potential cannabis consumers in Manitoba?
So there are a variety of issues. One other issue is that's both it's specific to cannabis, but not necessarily specific to Manitoba, are the advertising and marketing rules for cannabis companies. They're very strict, and they're exponentially more restricted than how we treat alcohol, whether that be in the province or nationally. And so it's going to be difficult for companies to properly advertise and market the impact and effects of their products. And that creates uninformed or ill-informed consumers, and that's definitely a problem. So in terms of cannabis consumers, whether they're new to the space or currently consuming cannabis, our worry is that the advertising and marketing restrictions that are being applied are too strict, they're inconsistent because they don't line up with how we treat alcohol, and they're going to have the negative outcome of creating uninformed consumers. And that really shouldn't be the goal of any government policy.
Thanks for joining me today, David.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. David Clement is the North American Affairs Manager for the Consumer Choice Center in Toronto. The group represents consumers in over 100 countries and monitors regulatory trends across the globe.